Ooh, it's Monday. Sunai, EXO, we here. And man, it's a lovely day. The weather's been so lovely these past few days, man. And I've really just been enjoying them and embracing them, like getting in my sunbathing and just being in the sun for at least like 15 minutes in the morning. And it does something. I mean, it gives me that juice, that spark, man. So if you're out, are you in social distancing, man, get out and enjoy the sunlight, enjoy the sun, get that fresh oxygen and just be at one, feel the nature, feel the weather, and just embrace what you're in right now as far as weather-wise, and just embrace that, the moment of what life is and the beauty of life, and like me right now, and just have a beautiful view and a nice clear skies, not too cold, about medium, if you know what medium is, but just really enjoying it, man. Like I said, welcome to Sunai. I'm your host, EXO. It's been a great weekend, a good weekend. I've been grinding all weekend and trying to get stuff together and situated, really just trying to still get prepared for everything that's going on. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. I hope y'all had a great, safe, blessed weekend. Accomplish what you want to accomplish. Spend time with the family. Spend time with the friends. I know I did. I spent time with the family. It's my uncle's birthday as well as my cousin's birthday. So we celebrated both birthdays this weekend and just had a great family time. Played board games. Was doing a little sipping. But just really enjoyed each other's company, each other's presence, and just enjoying the moment and the times. So I'm really grateful for that. It really opened my eyes just sitting there. We had laughs and everything. And I was just like, man, I love my fam. But let's give it on with today's show, man. I do want to hear about y'all weekend too. So at me at Sunai Podcast on any social media platform. Email me, hit me in a text if you got my number, and let me know what y'all how y'all weekend went and just how you're dealing with everything that's going on. Y'all all are in my prayers, and we'll get past this. All this will pass. Just stay strong, stay committed, and keep the faith, and we're gonna keep moving forward. But let's get started with the quotes of the day. The first quote is, there is nothing better than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. So every defeat, every heartbreak, every defeat that you have, every loss that you have, every same thing, you learn from it and you learn how to win the next time you come around or come across that obstacle or that adversity. You're like, okay, I've been through this before. I know how to defeat it. So you learn from that defeat, even when it comes to heartbreak. Me, personally, I had a heartbreak last year, and I learned more about myself after the heartbreak and more about what I want from the next woman, or how she can, we can come together as one and really just build. So I've learned from that heartbreak, and I'm still learning, and it's just like, it's a learning experience. Life is about learning. You have learning pains. You're always going to be learning something new. So it's not like every defeat, every heartbreak, you can't dwell on it. You got to learn from it and push yourself and move forward and get through that heartbreak, that defeat, even the loss. Every loss, it all contains its own lesson within itself. Like at the time, if you're dealing with defeat right now or heartbreak right now, you feel like, oh, I don't want to hear nobody's shit. I don't want to hear no advice. I just think it's me. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm dealing with. Sometimes you got to take a step back and analyze the whole situation of the defeat, the heartbreak, the loss, and see, okay, what can I learn from this? What is this trying to teach me versus going into the negative, falling into the defeat, falling into the heartbreak? It's good to, yeah, feel the defeat, feel the heartbreak, feel the loss. But at the end of the day, still learn from, what is this trying to teach you? What do I need to learn from this? How can I move forward through this? How can I win next time? How can I not get the heartbreak, but really talk about the communication, have that communication level between us so that heartbreak doesn't happen, or if it doesn't result in heartbreak, where we both just end on mutual terms. So every situation, every adversity has a lesson, its own lesson, and how to perform next time. So take that lesson within that adversity, within that defeat, within that loss, within that heartbreak. Analyze the whole situation and really see what it's trying to teach you and how you can move forward. Don't let that dwell you down or hold you back. Push forward, move forward. That's what it's all about. Life's about moving forward, not dwelling or staying stagnant. My other quote of the day is, take responsibility for your actions and inactions, realizing that at all times, you get to choose how you act or react. man, taking responsibility is big. Me personally, I'm still learning. I've learned to take responsibility for my actions as well as my inactions, because you choose how you act or react to a situation or an action within life. We all get tested. We all get battles. And it's all up to us how we act and react. If we have that calm mindset, that peaceful mindset, we control our emotions, control everything about us. We have control over ourselves. That act and react won't be as big, because you have control and you won't react. If somebody presses your buttons or somebody talks about yourself, somebody tries to belittle you, you'll just rub it off and you'll be like, that says more about them than it says more about me. So don't try to react if somebody tries to belittle you or says any harsh negative criticism or anything like that. Just take it in and just keep going on about your life. Don't dwell on it. Don't let nobody really get you in a reactive mindset, reactive state. Stay calm, stay cool, stay collective, and just laugh it off, shrug it off, and just know, okay, I'm doing something right. You know what they say, if there's somebody's talking about you, hating on you, that means you're doing something right. So at the end of the day, keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to become a better person. Don't let that person, let the situation or anything hold you back or take you back. Take responsibility for your actions and inactions. It's all about taking responsibility for how you act and react. Because at the end of the day, everything will test you, try to get a reaction out of you. Don't let nothing get that reaction. Just hold back. Like I said, stay calm, control your emotions, and just have insight over that whole situation or what's going on. You might have to take some deep breaths, 3 deep breaths, or have you deep breathing for a minute, or just like, all right, let me just stop and just, like I said, analyze the whole situation versus trying to react. A reaction, that's bad. Unless it's a thoughtful reaction, unless it's a strategic reaction versus reacting off of impulse. That's what I've been doing growing throughout my whole life. I will react off of impulse versus analyzing the whole situation and trying to find a strategic reaction. So the quote again is, take responsibility for your actions and inactions, realizing that at all times you get to choose how to act and react. You have the responsibility to choose how you act and react. Just always know that. Don't be trying to react after every situation. Every situation doesn't cause for a reaction. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and then we're going to get into today's show. Appreciate y'all tuning in. So, we've been discussing mental health all month. The month is slowly coming to an end. This month literally blew by. Every month's blowing by. But I was doing some research and I was thinking, what's in for mental health? And I came across the subject of, if you think a friend or family member has mental health problems, here's how to support them. And we're just finding different ways to support them. And I'm going to give y'all, basically, if you think a friend or family member has mental health problems and you don't know how to support them, I'm going to give y'all from what I found, the research I found on how to help them and the ways of going about helping them. So the first one I came across is, if they're showing signs or reach out for support, support them. If they're showing signs of mental health problems, or they reach out to you for like support, saying they're dealing with something and they've never dealt with this before and they're scared of that nature, then find them the right support or be their support system, as well as do the research, help them find the necessary professionals or just people to help and assist them through that, as well as you being there and helping them and assisting them and being by their side and always checking on them, always texting them, always just keeping in contact with them so they know that they're cared about and loved for. Also, find out if the person is getting help, the help or care that he or she needs and wants, and if they aren't, connect them with the people. This goes hand in hand. If you feel like, if they reach out to you and then, like I said, find out if they're getting the care or the help that they need. If they aren't, do the research and connect them with the people that can help them out and help them through their mental health journey. I don't like to say problem, mental health problems. I'll say it's a journey, because with mental health, it is a journey. We all go through a journey with mental health, even if it's a slight journey or if it's an ongoing journey. We all deal with mental health, and it's all about helping each other out, building each other's mental health, and making sure we're all mentally strong. So if you have a friend, a family member, or anybody that you see that you think has a mental health problem, or even if you just want to ask them and see if they're going through any hard times or anything is really on their mind, help them, connect them with the right people. Do your part so you can help them out, because we all need help at the end of the day, especially when it comes to mental health. Some of us don't know the necessary steps, but we can always use the internet and find the right help, the right people to connect with during the mental health journey. Actually, and as well as remind them that help is available and mental health problems can be solved. If you're dealing with a mental health issue or anything mentally, what you're going through can be solved. Don't think, oh man, I'm dealing with this, it's the end of the world. No, it's the start of a whole new journey that somebody else has went through and somebody else can help you through. And just know that you're not alone in anything that you're dealing with mentally or even physically. There's always somebody there to help you, support you, guide you, and the help is always available for anything you're trying to do, especially mentally. All the mental health help is out there for your journey. It's for anything you're dealing with. So don't think you're alone in this. Don't think that, oh, I can't do it or anything of that nature. Nah, find the right support system, find the right people around you, and just get that help, or as well as help the person out that you think or that you know has any mental health issues. As well as ask questions, listen to the ideas, and being responsive when the topic of mental health comes up. Some people dealing with mental health issues, they may have a hard time opening up, revealing it. So they'll tiptoe around the subject. But when it does come up, or if they're tiptoeing around the subject, be responsive, be alert, be supportive, be interested, and learn what they're dealing with and how they're dealing with it. Like I said, it comes back to just finding the right help, the right connect system, or anything of that nature. You can also yourself do the research and see, okay, what's the necessary steps I can help my loved one, my friend, as they're dealing with this mental health journey, versus just trying to dish them off to somebody else. Because I think if they're looking to you and they open up to you, then that means they trust you enough to where they're like, okay, I believe this person can support what I'm going through and help me what I'm going through and probably find the necessary help to help me through this journey. Also, reassure them that you care about them. Always tell that you love them, you care about them, you're happy when you see them. Always give them that reassurance. People love being reassured of their value in your life. Because that's me personally. I've always needed, not always needed reassurance, but reassurance is always good for me, because it just helps out the mental, like, okay, I'm valued, they care about me, they love me, they respect me. So always reassuring them helps a long way with the mental health. Offer to help with tasks or goals. If they got to go grocery shopping or anything of that nature, want to go shopping or want to go out or just want to chill, play board games or write in their journal, offer to help them out. Offer to help with their goals. See if they have goals. If they don't have no goals, be like, let's create a goal. Let me help you out with a goal. Something of that nature. Get their mind working towards being positive and productive. As well as invite them out with you wherever you go or whenever you make plans. I know these days we all locked down, but always whenever you make plans or plan to go somewhere, even if you're like, oh, I got to go get gas, invite them out to get gas. You never know, like, seeing the sunlight, seeing the nature, seeing the trees, seeing the birds will do for is a positive on the mental health and mental aspect. Being in the house won't help the mental health. Let them get out, get into nature, go for walks, plan nature walks, go to the park, or just something slight so they can build the mental health and they're not feel like they're closed in, they're trapped in. Give them that sunlight, the vitamin D. I've been discussing in the last few episodes how the sun helps with the mind, produces serotonin. So get them out in the sunlight, get them working, get them exercising, get them out to the park, anything of that nature. Also, treat people with mental health problems or issues with respect, compassion, and empathy. If somebody's dealing with something mentally, don't try to destroy them, bully them, belittle them, or anything of that nature. Or even if you see somebody doing that, stop that right now. We're all supposed to love each other and help each other out. So if somebody's dealing with something mentally, just think about it. If it could be a family member or a friend or just something of that nature, just put yourself in their shoes. And would you want that verbal abuse on you? Like, nah, you don't want to be the person like, oh, like I said, try to destroy them mentally. And then they just really on the edge that day to where it's like, they just want to end it all. So do your part, help, love, and treat them with respect and compassion and empathy. Because it could be a family member, it could be a friend or anything of that nature. You see somebody that looks like they're physically or mentally going through it, don't laugh at them, don't do nothing. See how you can help them out versus trying to get a laugh out of it or trying to feel superior over them. Nah, that's the way out. And if you feel like you don't know how to talk about mental health to somebody, start with having a conversation about mental health. Even if you have to say me, talk about yourself personally, and you know that a friend or family member is dealing with mental health, but they don't want to open up to it, talk about your mental health journey or something you went through that destroyed you mentally or had you mentally, like, where you was like on the edge or you feel like you was mentally pressured. Just discuss, open up about yourself, put yourself in that vulnerable state, that vulnerable position, and maybe that person that's dealing with that, they'll open up to you because they see, like, okay, they're confiding in me, maybe I can confide in them too. Maybe they can help me out, advise me on how to move forward and step forward through this whole process, through this journey that I'm going on. As well as you could say, I've been worried about you. Can we talk about what you're experiencing? If not, who are you comfortable talking to? That's a great way to open up, saying, I've been worried about you. And they'll open up. That'll be like, you know how dogs, when they hear a noise, their ears spark up or something like that, of that nature. That's what it would go to. When somebody says they're worried about you, that opens up like, okay, somebody does care. And say, like I said, can we talk about what you're experiencing? And that's big too. Somebody comes to me like that, if I'm dealing with any mental health issues, I'm ready to, like, all right, open the floodgates. Like, this is what I'm dealing with. I don't know how to deal with it. I've been going through this, I've been dealing with this, and just open up. But if you don't feel like you're not comfortable talking to somebody, that person, but if that person comes to you and they say, I've been worried about you, can we talk about what you're experiencing? That means they care and they love you and they want to know what you're dealing with and what's going on. Versus just letting it blow by and just seeing you every day. I'm like, oh, they dealing with something? That's not my issue. That sounds like a personal problem. Nah, got to stop that. We're all here to help and assist one another. So, if they're not comfortable talking to you about it, find somebody that, see who they are comfortable talking to, venting to, open up about what they're dealing with. Versus trying to force it out of them. Like, oh, tell me, talk to me. Nah, find the right people to help them open up and discuss what they're dealing with. Also, you can also tell them, what can I do to help you be able to open up with a loved one or someone who cares about you? And they might say, oh, well, I want to open up and talk to so-and-so, but I feel like they won't give me the right advice or support. It's like, okay, well, you may know somebody who's dealt with that mental issue, health issue that the person's dealing with, and you could connect them and have them instruct them, advise them, and just give them the advice on how they dealt with it or how they're dealing with it. Another thing is, you can ask them, what else can I help you with? Always be willing to help somebody that's dealing with any mental health issues, going through this mental health journey. Always be willing to help, support, show love, invite them out, take them out. Like I said, get them out exercising, get them out walking, get them out in nature, get them out with the sunlight, just get them out moving, blood moving, physically moving, just get them in the moving motions. I was going to say, I care and want to know about how you're feeling. Don't just say, like, oh, I care and know how. Truly mean it. If you really care about what somebody's dealing with or somebody's going through, tell them you care, show them you care, and want to know how they're feeling and what they're dealing with and how you can help them get past what they're dealing with. We all can help each other out. And you never know what a simple conversation does. Especially with somebody that's dealing with mental health, because I want to say majority of the time, they feel like they're in it alone, and they're really not, but they just feel like that because some folks don't really open up and reach out and help them or see how they're feeling or seeing how they're doing. It's like people say, ask you the question, how you doing? You'll say fine. But if you really don't really dissect and get deep into, like, you say you're feeling fine, but I don't think you're feeling fine because I've been seeing what you've been experiencing the last few weeks. And I just want you to know, if you need somebody to talk to or open up to, I'm here for you. And you can open up and talk to me. If you just want to talk or if you need advice, I'm here. I care about you. I love you and I support you. And that goes a long way. They might not want to open up then, but you never know. A day might go past where they might call you and text you like, hey, I need someone to talk to. And then, bam, you're that person there. As well as who or what has helped you deal with the similar issues in the past. So if they've dealt with this before, ask them, did somebody help you out in the past or who's helping you now or something of that nature. So they go like, oh yeah, Cheryl helped me out through this tough time. Let me see if she can help me again or if she can connect me with the right people. Always ask who helped them out dealing with the mental health issue before versus just trying to put your own two cents in. So always ask who or what has helped you deal with the similar issues in the past. They all had help in the past dealing with the issues, or if they never dealt with it before, see who you can find to help them out if you feel like you're not the right person to help them. As well as ask them, do you know anyone else who experienced these types of problems and who you can talk to? They might be like, yeah, but, or they might be like, no. So they might, yes or no. And I'm pretty sure if you've, have anybody that dealt with the problem of that nature, connect them. It's all about connection. We all know somebody who probably may have dealt with it or may have helped somebody that was dealt with it. So it's all about connecting people and making sure we're all good at the end of the day. As well as, it seems like you're going through a difficult time. How can I help you? How can I help you find help? And they may be like, I just need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to vent to. I need a peer group to go to, a support group to go to. I need somebody else that's dealt with this issue so I can see if I'm the only one dealing with this or if I felt like this or something of that nature. Just always ask them, how can I help you find help or find that support that you need? As well as, how can I help you find more information about mental health problems? If somebody has a mental health issue and they want y'all both just sit down, in my opinion, and just research it. Research that mental health issue and see what's the best way to find the solutions, the coping mechanisms, the right help, the right support, and the people, the right peers, the peer groups, because there's all support groups out there. It's just all about finding them. As well as, you can ask them, I'm concerned about your safety. Have you thought about harming yourself or others? And say like, yes or no, here's a number, 1-800-273-8255. And that's the suicide prevention hotline. They can call that 24/7 if they feel like they want to harm themselves or others. Have them give them that number, have them call and help them reach out to the right people. And as well as you being there with them every step of the way. If they feel like, yes, I feel like harming myself or others or anything of that nature, be there with them, support them. That's where you got to really just focus and be like, all right, they told me that, I'm going to give them this number, but as well as I'm going to be with them along the way on this journey because I know what they're going through is tough and I don't want to lose this person because I love and care about them. For people with mental health issues, build your support system. Find somebody that you trust and care about, that you can confide in, that you love, and that will help you and want to see you beat this. There's always somebody that loves you and supports you and wants to see you beat this. Even whether if it's you feel like you don't have the family to support, there's a friend out there that loves you and supports you, that wants to help you, uplift you, or there's a peer groups. Find somebody that gives good advice, likes you, likes and respects and trusts you, as well as gives you space, listens to you, and shares with you. Respects your privacy and lets you express yourself with no judgment, works to find solutions, and has your best interests at heart. Finding that support system, finding somebody that you trust, you can confide in, that respects you, that lets you express yourself with no judgment, you both come together and find solutions. There's always that person out there. If you listen to this, you need that type of person, I'm that person. I'm here for you. I'm always going to be here to support you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with. I'll give you that space. I respect your privacy, and I'll let you express yourself with no judgment. If you just want to talk and just want to just talk with no talk or vent with no advice, you can talk and vent it, and I'll be glad to hear to listen. As well as if you got anything that you need advice on, I'm here to listen too. So if you feel like open up, you don't have nobody to open up to, you can always open up to me. I'm here for you to help you through your journey, through anything you're dealing with. So I always find the support system. There's all support systems out there. There's even peer groups. Find a peer group. Find a group of people with mental health issues similar to yours, and they'll be able to help you. Peer support relationships can have a positive effect on individual recovery. It's like, I always refer back to AA groups. That's everything that pops into mind, simply because that's like the biggest thing. You know, the AA groups, the peer groups, they always help each other. That's why they always have the sponsor. You find a peer group, you find your sponsor, because the sponsor's been through that journey, the alcohol abuse journey, just referring to that. They've been through that journey. So that's why they have sponsors, and the sponsors help the person, the sponsee, go through and build up and just find ways to beat that recovery. As well as peers can be very supportive since they've been there, and serve as living examples that individuals can and do recover from mental health issues. So like I said, you can find that sponsor that's dealt with that issue before, that can help you get through that journey and be hand in hand through that journey and get through it, versus trying to do it all on your own or feel like there's nobody else out there to help you. There's always somebody else out there to help you. There's peer groups, there's support groups, there's hotlines to call, there's people to contact, there's people that love you and care about you and support you that you can reach out and call on to. So trust your resources. There's a lot of resources out there. If you're dealing with any mental health issues, if you feel like you know somebody that's dealing with any mental health issues, going through a mental health journey, and you don't feel like you don't know how to open up to them, I'll give you a few steps, a few opening questions to help start the conversation. So start the conversation. If you feel like somebody's dealing with anything mentally, physically, or just anything of that nature, open up and talk to them. Let them know they can confide in you and trust in you, and that they aren't in this alone, that you're in there in this with them, and that you love them and care about them and support them through anything that they're going through. Be supportive, be helpful, be loving, be caring, be respectful, and just let them confide in you or open up to you. I'm gonna give y'all a brief break, man. I'm gonna give a recap on the show. I feel like this show blew by, but I've just been talking, discussing, and really just getting, for me personally, I'm learning as I'm as I'm reading the notes, I'm learning myself of if I'm really thinking about in my head right now, if I know anybody that's dealing with anything mentally, if I've seen anybody dealing with anything mentally, how can I help them? How can I go about it? But we'll give y'all a break. I'm going to give a recap on the show, discuss Friday's show. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Sana IE Podcast. XO, we'll be right back. Recap of today's show. Man, appreciate y'all tuning in over, like, for real. I discussed the two quotes of the day. The first quote is, there's nothing better than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. If you're going through any adversity, defeat, or heartbreak, use it as fuel. Use it as motivation. Use it as a learning lesson. You'll get through it. It's just a phase in your life. It's just a chapter in your life that you have to go through to build stronger, to get stronger. Another one is, take responsibility for your actions and inactions, realizing that at all times, you get to choose how to react or react. You get to choose how to react or react. Take responsibility. Also discuss, if you think a friend or family member has mental health issues, and how to support them. Different ways to support them through their mental health journeys. Asking them, reaching out. If they reach out to you for support, be there for them. Be there in the moment. Support them. Put the phone down. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to what they're dealing, going through. find out solutions on how to get them in a better place, a more positive place, more uplifting place. Always be there with them. Always check on them on a daily, consistent basis, hourly basis, mentally basis. Check on them, see how they're doing, and just do your part in their lives if they're reaching out to you. Also, see if they're getting help or in the right care. Reach them out to the right connections. Reach them out to the right people that they need to help them and support them, to uplift them, to get them to where they need to be, versus just brushing it off your shoulder. We're always reminding that help is available. Help is available for anything that you're dealing with, any mental health issues. They all can all be solved. You're not dealing with this on your own. You're not the first person to go through what you're going through. Everybody's been through it. Somebody's been through it. Look for the right help. Help them out. Help find the right support group to fight. Find the right peer groups. And just always ask questions. Ask about how they're feeling, how they're doing. Always be responsive. Listen to the ideas that they have. Listen to what they're saying. Figure out how you can help them and support them and uplift them and get them moving in the right direction. Offer to help with tasks and goals. Always invite them out when you make plans or whenever you go out. Treat people with mental health issues with respect, compassion, and empathy. Learn how to start the right convo about mental health. Ask them, I've been worried about you. Can we talk about what you're experiencing? If not, who are you comfortable talking to or confiding in or opening up to or venting to? What can I do to be able to help have you open up with a loved one or someone who cares about you? And they'll be like, I want you to talk to them about it or something of that nature. Ask them how you can help. Let them know that you care and want to know how they're feeling. Ask them what has helped them in the past with these similar issues. Ask them, do they know anyone who's experienced these types of issues that they can talk to? And if not, try to connect them with the people that can help them through this mental health journey. Ask them, it seems like you're going through a difficult time. How can I help you find help, or how can I help you? And they'll open up and express, or maybe they won't express, but it's all about asking the questions, letting them know that you care about them and care about what they're feeling and care about what they're going through. Also gonna be like, I'm concerned about your safety. And like I said, if they ever feel like harming themselves or others, the hotline again is 1-800-273-8255. And just connecting with them on there, as well as, like I said, being with them through this journey. Always being with them no matter what. Through the ups, the downs. It's gonna be hard times, it's gonna be good times. Just being with them, sticking with them, being by their side, showing that you support, care about them, and love them. Always be there for them no matter what. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. It's Monday. It's about to be a great week. I hope y'all have a great, safe week, blessed week. Still stay focused on your goals. Still stay focused on your tasks. I know you're adjusting it to the whole lifestyle. But stay focused, man. Stay passionate. Stay driven. Help out one another. Love one another. Cherish one another. Cherish the moments with your family. Cherish these times right now where you get to really get home and just stay home, social distance, and just really just do you and work on your craft, work on anything you want to work on, any skill, learn anything you want to learn, read a book that you always wanted to read. Just do something productive, stay productive, stay, keep your mind going and in productive phase, man. Work out if you always want to work out, do some home workouts. If you want to do push-ups, start with 10, start with 5, do some sit-ups. Just get out there, be active, stay active, get out in the sun, get some sunlight. But, you know, they say 6 feet, stand 6 feet, wash your hands, stay clean, man. We're going to be back again on Friday. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Son IE Podcast. Like the show. Like the show, subscribe to the show, review the show. I appreciate it all. Appreciate y'all tuning in for every episode, every show throughout this whole month. I appreciate y'all giving feedback. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Man, hope y'all have a great week, a blessed week. Y'all be in my prayers. We'll be back again with y'all on Friday. Sana IE. We out.